Welcome to the special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're pleased to bring you the homily delivered by Bishop Robert J. Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, at the 2020 Respect Life Mass at St. Joseph Cathedral on January 22nd, 2020. Here's Bishop Brennan.
Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of St. Agnes, and she was a teenager who stood up to the powers of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire brought the mightiest of powers they had upon her, a teenage girl. And yet, she's the one who stands out 1,700 years later. In the office of reading, St. Ambrose tells us older folk that we don't always appreciate the gifts of the younger folk. We don't always appreciate the gifts of teenagers. We kind of dismiss them away as if they have too many sentiments and not enough courage. And St. Ambrose says, but Agnes teaches us that that is so untrue and that we have so much to learn from all of you. And so to the young people who are here today, we admire you and we thank you. And we need to learn from you every single day. Thank you for your witness. And then again, as I look across the breadth of the cathedral, I see families who are here and people who are engaged today in the great witness for the protection of human life at every stage. I see people who are involved, certainly in the pro-life movement, seeking the protection of the most vulnerable, the unborn. And I see people who are working to meet the needs of the vulnerable at every single stage along the way, the poor, the needy, those who are hurting. I look around and I see the generations, and we can never lose sight and never fail to be grateful to the people who have been fighting this cause, who have been slogging away for generation after generation, witnessing to life. What a wonderful and a strong foundation you have built for all of us. And you continue to lead us in that witness. And so, to every generation represented here, thank you, thank you, thank you. The gospel today gives us an image of a man with a withered hand. There he is. He comes to the synagogue. Poor guy. He just comes to mind his own business and pray. He comes to the synagogue to pray. And yet everybody's got their eyes on him to see what he would do and what Jesus would do. And we see Jesus coming to heal that man, to restore his health, to build him up. You know, while that is a particular incident that happened in the gospel, an encounter that really took place, there really was a man who was ill, Jesus really did heal him, that was a big deal for that man and in a lot of ways. But it also symbolizes something to the rest of us, doesn't it? You might look at the world today. You might look at our own society. And in a sense, we too, as a culture, are ill, are sick. Our hands are withered. We too are in such need for healing. And that's what brings us here today. Sure, there are going to be many different witnesses for life in these next couple of days. Today, right across the street over at the State House, today in Washington, today is the tragic anniversary of that decision, Roe versus Wade. People of conviction are going to stand up and witness. And that's a good thing. But we're people of conviction and we're people of faith. And so what do? We do the same as that man did. We come into the church to pray. We come here ourselves to be healed and to be strengthened. We come here imploring, even begging, God, to heal our society, to restore what's withered, what's hurting, what's been destroyed. And Jesus speaks to us today too, and he says, stretch out your hand and be healed. Friends, your witness is a powerful tool, and it's also part of the instrument of God's great healing. Cardinal Gregorio Rosa Chavez from El Salvador is something of an old friend. We had many Salvadorans on Long Island, and he would come pretty regularly to celebrate some of the Salvadoran feast and to walk with the community. And I got to know him over the years, and he's the one who Pope Francis kind of surprisingly, as an auxiliary bishop, named him a cardinal. He worked very closely with St. Archbishop St. Oscar Romero in the time of great struggle, great strife. Archbishop Romero was assassinated for preaching out on the rights and the dignity of the poor and the vulnerable. And after he was named a cardinal, he came back. It was sort of like, it was almost like a papal visit. Let me tell you something. It was really exciting on Long Island when he came. And he spoke about many of the different social ills and the needs and the rights and the responsibilities. He used an image. He said, you know, when I went to visit a school one day, I had to speak to the school children, and he said, and I really wasn't prepared. I didn't know what I was going to say. I knew what I had to say in my heart, but I just couldn't put words on it. And he said, while I was waiting there, I saw this large aquarium, a big aquarium, a fish tank, right? And I saw all the fish swimming around in it. And he said, there's my answer. And so he said to the, when the children gathered, he spoke about that aquarium, and he said, what would happen if somebody were to put poison into that water? And the people, the kids will raise their hand, and they said, the fish would die. And he said, friends, our water is poisoned. We need to change the water. We need to change the water. So, you see, he went on. He spoke about the injustices to the poor. He spoke to us about the realities of racism. He spoke to us about care for those who are most in need. He spoke to us about so many social ills and the rights to education, to good opportunity, to be healthy, all those things that are so very important. And then he turned and he says, but without the right to live, all those others come crashing down. You see, we speak of the consistent ethic of life, and we speak of all those social ills, and we need those. But the right to be alive, that one is the one on which everything else stands. So, one of the great ills, one of the great mistakes that kind of poisons the water, you might say, is this crazy thought that governments and societies bestow these rights. Who gives us our rights? Who gives us life itself? God. God does. God takes that. And when we start deciding who lives and who doesn't, when we decide who has rights and who doesn't, we're stepping into some very dangerous waters. There is no government, no society that bestows or decides the right to life. that's given to us by God. And so you might say, you and I are here to ask Jesus to help us to change the water, to make the waters life-giving and hopeful, joyful and uplifting. We set out to change the water of our society, of our world. And we do so with profound respect for everyone we meet along the way. And so I conclude where I began by saying thank you. Thank you for being here today. I don't know about you, but I find my prayer is uplifted by being around the rest of you. I hope you experience the same, that we find strength in our prayer by being together, shoulder to shoulder, around the altar of the Lord. Thank you for being here, but also thank you for your witness. Thank you for what you've done through the generations. Thank you for taking the baton and carrying on in the race. And we turn to the Lord now. We do what we do as Catholic Christians. We turn to the Lord in this great gift of the Eucharist, asking Him to feed our bodies and our souls.
Thank you for joining us for this special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You've been listening to the homily delivered by Bishop Robert J. Brennan at the 2020 Respect Life Mass from St. Joseph Cathedral. If you'd like to listen to this homily again or share it with a friend, please go to stgabrielradio.com and go to the Bishop Brennan Archives on our website. Thanks for being with us today. God bless and have a great day. We now rejoin our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.